How do we do that? It is through interaction that we learn that an individual that neither hates nor loves does not grow. We've stated that,
correct.
But interacting gives you experiences from day to day. Things are different. Let's just say we pick up a inscribing object. We can pick it up many, many different ways. We can pick it up by the point, the end, the middle, the upper middle, the lower middle, the middle middle, and so on. We can pick it up from the left, the right, and again, so on. These are the same thing. It's something that you do repetitively. But it is still interaction in different ways. And so by interacting in different ways, you grow.
Okay. So if you approach a situation, one in which you're going to be interacting in, is there perhaps then something to remind yourself that when you go into this situation, you know, something that makes it more happier than you would normally. Like just a state, or not a statement, but just a reminder, like a post-it note on your brain.
Yes, kind of. But again, it is by pure interaction. Things change second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day. Things interact differently all the time due to the density of the air, the lack of density, the humidity, the temperature, the wind, all sorts of factors interact upon an object or an individual. The time of day, the time of night, the amount of sleep, the amount of non-sleep, the part of the day, whether it's beginning or end or so on, makes interaction different every time.
How about the strength of the photon cloud?
That waves and flows and ebbs and grows and dissipates as you pass through it, as being stated many, many times.
Right, so it does have an effect.
Correct.
Okay.
And the interaction is different from moment to moment. Last question.
Okay. So basically, when we are going to go through and put this into our lives now,
mm-hmm.
What we are doing is we are shooting for growth. So therefore, when we enter into interaction, then the best thing to remind oneself is growth.
Do you want a yes or no answer on this?
Unless you have a dissertation to go with it.
I could give a very long dissertation. But it would be too long at this point. Okay.
Okay.
As I've stated, interaction and growth vary from moment to moment. This is an answer that is not fully explanation, cannot fully explain how it works or why it works or how it should work. But it is the best answer I can give without going into a detailed, long dissertation with no opportunity for you to discuss it due to the fact that this is the last question.
Okay.
And that is your answer.
Thank you.
Live long, prosper, and I'll be back.
Hi. Hi to you.
Yeah.
I was like making those last questions really good ones.
Mm-hmm. And long as well. I could almost picture. I'm all going. But okay, now it's my turn as Ring Mistress. I get to decide when I give my dissertation or not. But first of all, let's look at Amal's dissertation and analyze it and look at it and see what can and cannot be put on the internet.
Now that you've gotten chewed up that one, what do we go to next?
Oh, I didn't get to.
No, I'm not going to do that.
What? My dress?
Yeah, that's it.
What about it? Okay, dissertation on long. Because this in itself, my dress, my dream dress, the one that I want, actually opens up a very good moral topic. And that is desire. Desire for something that is a distraction. Something that we can't have. Hush. Something that we can't have. And the want and the lusting for that object in itself can be destructive. The things that you've pointed out are good examples of looking at something and wanting it and pursuing it to the point of everything else becomes irrelevant. This is wrong. This is a wrongful behavior, Han.
Oh, I know.
But it doesn't change the matter. We will deal with that and the fact that I'm in love with the dress later on. But what I'm saying is that when a thought becomes all-consuming, that you want one item and do whatever it takes, it becomes a destructive behavior. And if you do not think out all the options that can occur, and by planning and working towards your objective to achieve that goal, but taking into consideration all the other things that are interacted with that, in itself, then you turn a negative into a positive experience on planning on how you're going to get it, what is the right way about going to get something. Not just seeing it and going, okay, I'm going for it. That is wrongful behavior because you're not thinking clearly. When you think clearly and aim for a goal, then you are thinking constructively like a good thinking person. Anything, any animal, that cat, for example, the feline, if it sees a piece of meat that it wants, it will go for it. Anybody can do that. See something and they go for it. But if you think of how you're going to get it without jumping over somebody, walking on somebody, whatever, and how you're going to get the person that has it to give it to you, that's where you turn a negative into a positive, because you're now thinking of something that becomes beneficial for everybody involved. By thinking things through and planning on the time is not now, let's wait, it's not appropriate at this time, that in itself is a beneficial thing. Any animal can go for something straight away. Any animal can act on its instincts. Any animal can act on its hormones and chemicals. But what makes a person better than an animal, and I'm not putting animals down, I'm saying that instinctual behavior and I'm differentiating about it. But something that is instinctual, a desire now to have it straight away, in itself can be destructive. But by planning and scheming and using your brain, you're working that brain out. And by going about it in a way that is beneficial, is great. Any questions?
Yeah, a lot of times your instincts are controlled by your body.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the same thing with like potassium. All of a sudden you have this urge for bananas you can't understand, but mm-hmm. That sure does look good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are urges that best are not controlled because your body oftentimes knows better than you are what it needs to maintain itself on.
Yes, but when you go, okay, I need bananas, I need them right now. that is distracting. Because you may be doing something that is very important and that needs your whole entire attention. And the thought of the bananas just pounding away at you becomes a distraction. Controlling those urges, controlling those thoughts is the important thing. Put them to one side and say, okay, I will deal with that later, at a more appropriate time. Yeah, but, oh well, never mind. I'll put in the next question. Hello.
Okay.
How's it going?
Are you just full of good ideas tonight, I see, right?
Yes, thank you. But she was actually quite correct when she was talking about things being a distraction, thoughts that are instinctual, being distracted and destructive.
Right.
Very well thought out on her part, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't have a dissertation or anything because we've been doing a lot of work together over the last few days.
Yes, we have. But very productive work. I'm taking a week off.
Good.
I'm not going to touch anything on the webpage. I'll think about it.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, I do have to make that change on your site, on your section there, to fix that coding error that's got it all blue.
How long would that take?
10 seconds.
Okay.
Well, 15 if I have to.
So, if you change it, you will mark the time that you finish and that your computer is switched off. Let's say you go in and you do it, and it is 9:48, which I believe it is now, right?
15, but yeah, close enough.
Okay. 9:50 on the 16th of September 1997. You will not touch the web page. You can touch and play with your computer for 7 whole days.
Right. So I can't think about it either.
Correct.
That's tougher than actually working on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then let's talk about something that is on our minds right now.
Okay.
You know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning or working on the development of some metapsychic university, school, thought, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Class, I don't know, but more involved with that because there's more to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a beautiful location up here. I'm sure we can find an excellent place that we could hold it in. People come from all over the world to come and study in such a place, in a way that it would be very harmonious with nature, and yet lots to do in the meantime. The evening time came.
Keep talking for a second. I've got Tina's talking as well. She's making a few comments.
Okay. So what you would do is you'd essentially get on the web and you would invite speakers, teachers, students, and all to come to Lake Tahoe to some place that you had set up. Part of that would, of course, would include maybe a web kind of thing where you could, you know, spirit chat rooms on the web, involved in the same kind of thing, you know, like teaching new age thought or psychic skills over the web, in a cyber classroom, you might say. Bringing in people for seminars, lectures.
Mm-hmm.
Channeling sessions, you know, basically having teachers from all over the world, all over the galaxy, all over the universe.
Yes, he has brought up some interesting problems.
Okay.
And one that I didn't even think of. She goes, what is the long-term outcome? And the ones that we're thinking of is the advancement of education, the advancement of knowledge, the advancement of understanding.
Well, and also the ability to start gathering groups
together, yes.
Together, or sending people out mm-hmm. to begin groups.
Tia brought up the topic of cults.
Cults?
Mm-hmm.
Why would that come up?
Because some people would perceive... She put it this way, that some people would perceive what you're trying to do as a cult-like behavior.
Yeah, Jim Jones or something?
Yeah, something like that. Or the Heaven's Gate organization.
Well, there must be a way around that.
Yes, but it is something that would be the biggest problem. And in doing so, she said that there are things that both you and Mark do not desire that would happen.
Yeah, publicity and lack of privacy.
Mm-hmm. That's just one thing. But she brought up the subject of cult leaders becoming not only figures of joking and ridicule, but also figures in history. Yeah. Figures that become religious figures. And neither of you two want that.
Well, there is another option that is available.
Mm-hmm.
Is finding someone who's already doing that and assisting them.
Yes.
For example, remember that place that I read about in...
I remember vaguely.
Yeah, it was in the Sedona thing.
Yeah, Marigold's.
Yeah. And it was about somebody who's doing something right there. It's only like, you know, what, 2 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like seminars and classes, charge tons of money for it. But maybe doing maybe a seminar every other month or so.
Yeah.
Kind of that thing. And mm-hmm. helping, you know, not starting one yourself, but at least helping somebody who's already got one off.
Yes, that would be a better way to go. But you have to be very careful about cults. Tatia brought up a very, very valid point, I feel.
Well, for example, those people, they aren't considered cults. They're considered a retreat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would be something that would be better than the way that we were going. It's handy sometimes when we discuss things on the internet mode, we tend to overlook things.
Right.
And having Tia as an external party and Tia's way of thinking, which is different from any third dimensional earthling that I know and any sixth dimensional Syrian I know. She has a very unique way of looking at things, which is very useful. And also the fact that Tia sees things because of her different perception in a very different way, that she reads people much, much better than you or I sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the goal that we're going to is, yeah, being able to pass out the information. The internet thing, I believe you've already got that in action with the chat rooms and, of course, the Hades Base News.
We've got sort of the same thing going now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as one-on-one as I'd like it to be.
No. But then, yeah.
So like one-on-hundreds.
Yeah. But even in a chat room, or not in a chat room, but in a lecture room, where people are discussing it, is no longer one-on-one. In fact, it is far less than a select number of individuals being invited to a chat room to discuss with Kiri or Tia something going on.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have 15 or 20 people in a room, not only the fact that we have to deal at that point with Tia's shyness and Kiri's playfulness or showmanship, we also have to deal with the fact that the anxiety from the host.
Right.
He's not much of a person on giving lectures in his physical form. And the fact that he would have to be under a lot of stress and be expected to astral travel and to letting somebody in an environment that he's not sure about would be very stressful for him.
Oh, yeah. In an ideal situation, say where it's a daughter or something, it might work.
Mm-hmm. In an ideal situation.
I think what you need to do, though, is do something to start up various, you know, hook up different groups, maybe on his net.
Well, and also newsletters.
Well, we do that with the web.
Mm-hmm, but I mean, but people that don't have access to the internet. Most of the people that you know do have access through the internet. But what about Johnny?
Yeah, true.
What about Cindy?
Yeah.
What about the groups down in Sedona that no longer have contact with the mob? See, a newsletter is the first step.
That's a good idea, actually. Mm-hmm. I guess we could just take it right off the web. Publish the web page, maybe.
Some of it, yes. One second. Really? I know that you have newsletter publishing software,
right? Oh, yeah, I did it for Heavenly.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, Tia just told me that Mark is getting a graphic animation newsletter publishing set up.
Is he now?
Mm-hmm.
I can certainly donate the article, but we could, like I say, just take it right off the web.
Yeah, but instead of taking the whole entire thing and just printing it up off the web, which would be, yeah, maybe once every 3 months you would have enough for a newsletter, you take... let's say, a month's editorials and news and one dissertation. And then you would have, from that, your feelings on the dissertation, Mark's feelings on the dissertation. If people write in, you would have their letters and our answers. And maybe... from Sedona, because that's the market you would be angling for to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
You would, we would go, let's say, okay, Amol said this, but let's look at it from line to line. And what we think he is trying to say as Amol is known to use analogies and imply things for our own constructive educational learning. And how does it apply and interact with a day-to-day? Well, on a day-to-day basis, it interacts, or I have found that it interacts this way in my life. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So you take those items and you do it that way.
How many pages do it?
Maybe four.
Yeah, that's front to back.
Well, no, be eight total. There would be pictures, you know. A little cartoon section. Something like a picture of a person with an axe over their head. A computer, and the computer saying, strike any key to continue. Or a picture of a skeleton lying next to a computer saying, congratulations, you have now logged on to AOL.
Pick that one up.
Knew where it came from.
Okay.
But things like that in the newsletter would be a useful tool. And you could put in also a discussion on astral travel and all the problems that are involved. There are many different possibilities that you could come up with.
Top 10 list.
Top 10 list of the most silliest world events.
Top 10 ways to tell if you're after projecting correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Okay.
I think we should be getting pretty close to being for adjusting forms. You want to check that?
No, we got a long way.
A long way?
Yep, long way.
Okay. So you see, there are so many different possibilities. The university or college or whatever would be something down the road. Something that we work for.
Maybe after things go kind of worse for wear, then cults aren't even worried about.
Correct.
That's what you mean.
Yeah, but Tia did bring up a good point with that little comment about cults.
Right. But hey, it's nice to get that out in where it needs to be. Because
mm-hmm.
there is safety in numbers. Right now, 2 is not a number.
No.
Well, let's count the cats.
Well, actually, it's a little more safe.
I know, but it's still a minimal amount to what would be necessary to have a viable community with, growth and prosperity.
Mm-hmm. There's somebody else for the newsletter. Skip.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How do we advertise it? Through the
Emergence.
Emergence, that'd be one way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get the business expert in.
Okay.
As Kiri comes wandering back over. Okay, I will hop out and we'll put the business expert
back. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Okay, now what are we looking at? Okay, business. Business, business, business.
Yep. So we have printing costs, time involved,
mm-hmm.
Mailing costs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Paper,
ink, transportation costs. Going to the post office, which during the summer wouldn't be very much, but let's say you're stuck in traffic because of roadworks. Or you're stuck in snow.
Mm.
Now, there is a way around that. To cut the cost down is advertising.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah. Things that you could add into it is cooking tips. Healthy eating. How to dress a dog properly.
Put a little suit, a little hat.
Well, I just thought I'd get that in there because it's here. But, we're running short on tape time.
Okay, what else?
Okay, now let's look and break it down bit by bit. Okay, we've got cost of paper, cost of printing, editing time, delivery time, mail costs, ink costs. Now, as it grows, let's say you start off with maybe a mailing list of 10 people. And you do 8 pages in total to start off with. But you can add in the letters section, which can either come in through the web. And what you can do is advertise it on the web page, and you can advertise the web page in the magazine or in the newsletter. So you kill 2 birds with 1 stone. With people advertising in it, spiritual supplies, you don't stick to one topic. News from Hades Base is the primary thing. But you could have things from Celtic organizations so that you appeal to a larger group. Because marketing is the important thing. When you market something, you have to, unless you want to be real selective, then you have to, yeah, go for a wider group. If you're doing a newsletter and you want to reach as many people as possible with as much information as possible, you have to use other groups as well. And thinking about it, it could be a useful tool to have a debate, an ongoing debate with the Arcturians and the Pleiadians and the Zetas in the newsletter, their forum, which means that you increase the number of people that you're going out to.
Right.
Now, the interesting thing is, the more copies you make, the lower the price is.
Right.
Let us say a year's subscription and it costs $1 a subscription, and you do 12. So that's 12 of your dollars. Shipping and handling, let's say, make it $20 a year. But that's not going to cover you. So let's say each copy is 25 cents. So 25 cents multiplied by 12, right, for a year. And then you would do, that would be $3 a year for signing up for the newsletter and to receive it, plus shipping and handling, which would bump it up. So people could order, instead of one copy, two copies. Yeah. Each copy being an extra 25 cents. Let us say that you're sending it to a store in Sedona. And, you know, say it's a popular commodity. You could send it out at bulk rate, which would be like $3, which they would pay, plus 25 cents for each one. Let's say you send 100, right?
Right.
So that they would actually be receiving, or they would be able to charge what they wanted for it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you would be getting 25 cents plus the $3 shipping. So that would be $25, correct? Mm-hmm. Which hopefully would cover the cost of printing and so on. And the tape is almost over.
We have to use our new computer to do that on.
Mm-hmm. Or use Mark's graphic animation capability, and he turns it into an FYI file and emails it to you.